You're listening to a Sunlife podcast. We pray you'll be blessed with the teaching of God's word. For more sermons, visit sunlife.org.au.
Vision Sunday, the one day where I get to share with you what God has placed in my heart for our church. We get some house lights on so we can see each other. It's a bit dark, thank you. If you remember last year, this time last year, we were given the vision of unshakable joy, yeah? It's still on that little, that little banner on the wall there. I mean, how kind was our Lord in giving us the vision of unshakable joy? You know, as we studied joy in the book of Philippians, as we journeyed through joy, as we studied Psalms, we looked at what it means to serve joyfully, to make a difference. And God gave us that vision in 2020 in the midst of COVID. And I really saw the fact that you as a church, us as a family, no matter what was going around us, we still had that joy. The joy to have our hope on God alone. Not on our careers, not on our financial situation, but on God alone. And God was so kind in giving us that joy. And what I want to do is I want to just take you back to 2020. I want to highlight you some of the joys that took place throughout this interesting COVID year. Did you know that during the lockdown at Sun Life Church, there were 22 digital community groups? We had these small groups where some of you as leaders, you stepped up into leadership. You told me, Pastor, I've never done this before, but I can see the need of taking on leadership. And some of you became leaders during lockdown. And I thank God so much for you. And I'm so glad that God would work in you and through you to care for and disciple God's community here during the lockdown period. 22 small groups during lockdown. You know, last year we were forced, because of COVID, to grow the production, that video production team, which we never had. We never thought the Sun Life Church would be a church where we would live stream our services, have all these daily devotionals. But because of COVID, I saw people say, Pastor, I will be in that team. I will learn how to use a camera. I'll figure out how to do overlays and switching. And today, I know there are people tuning in from afar, watching the service right now. What a joy to be in a situation where God has said, look, come on, figure yourself out, get around this. And under Jordan's capable leadership, we've got that wonderful production team. I mean, how good is that? You're giving. You know, you find a financial situation last year. I was thinking, oh no, here we go. We're in trouble. The EOT, you know, we were talking about, you know, cutting budgets and slashing this. And maybe, you know, Pastor Ben's got to find a second job. I don't know. And it was very, very scary times. But did you know that our giving didn't even decrease, but there are months when increased. How did that happen? I don't know, by the grace of God. God was so kind. God was so kind to our church. I mean, I rejoice over that. I know of many churches. I have friends in Perth who had to close their church down because of finances. And I say to God, God, why have you been so kind? What have I done? I don't need this goodness from you, but yet God has been so kind to us, such joy with our giving. Young Adults Ministry, last term alone, under Pastor Dexter's leadership, you know, there were like two or three young adults who've stepped up into leadership. What a joy. That ministry has doubled within one term, and I cannot wait to see where that ministry will go this year here. I look at that and I go, what a joy. And you, family and friends, those who call Sun Life Church home, you have been my joy. You know, after lockdown, when we would come back physically, you came back. You know, the month of January, I was thinking, well, it's going to be pretty quiet. The team has been telling me that over the last 3 weeks, we're just seeing so many people come, so many new faces call this place home. You have been a source of joy. You have been faithful coming here. You've joined your small groups. You're serving. You're giving. God has been so kind. And I choose to look at my mountaintop experiences and don't spend too much time with those deep valley moments. Because I must be honest, last year was my hardest year in 10 years of pastoring this church. There are a lot of things going on, not just only within church, but outside church. family, personal. It was by far the most difficult year in my 10 years serving you. But I refuse to dwell in those deep valley moments. I want to look at, see what God is doing and rejoice in the faithfulness of God. And I choose to rejoice. And I have joy in God. And I hope that last year was a year of joy despite what you went through. But I can't wait to share with you the vision for this year. I can't wait to share with you where God wants to take Sun Life Church. Last year, I praised God for unshakable joy. But I'm so excited for this year here. Let me take you back to May 2020. So last year, May 2020, I'm on my annual pastor's retreat. This is when I take time away from Tran and my children. I love them, but I need time to get away. I take time from you. I don't take anyone from church with me. I go and I fast and I pray. And I ask God specifically the question, where to next? Where to next? I did that the previous year and God gave me this, you know, theme of joy. But last May I said to God, where to next? And over that week as I prayed and fasted, God kept reminding me the importance of His Holy Spirit. God kept saying to me, unless we have the power of God's Spirit to do the work in us and through us, Sun Life Church, we won't do anything great for the glory of God. And I'm like, okay, what does that mean? And over that pastoral retreat, God kept saying, I want you to begin to take this church on a journey of exploring and experiencing and enjoying the third person, the Holy Spirit. So I take back that thought and I begin to share it with Simon. I said, Simon, I'm not quite sure, brother, but I think God is telling me to tell you that in 2021, we're going to spend a big chunk of this year talking about the Spirit. Simon, being a praying man, he's like, I'm going to pray, and I think maybe that's where God is leading us. So Simon begins to pray, I'm beginning to pray, and over that year, God is confirming in my heart and his heart. But we're not quite sure yet. September last year, I'm in a Zoom meeting with around 15 to 20 other senior pastors from the country and Southeast Asia. I'm in a Zoom meeting, and the pastor that was hosting this meeting starts sharing his vision where God wants to take his church for 2021. He tells the group of pastors, hey, you know what? The Lord has been telling me that in 2021, I want my church to go down this journey of exploring the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? He begins to share with all the pastors that he believes that God wants his church to really experience the Holy Spirit in a fresh way. 3 to 4 other pastors in that Zoom meeting says, God's been saying the same thing. God's been telling my church that's all about, you know, experiencing the power of the Spirit. That we've neglected the Spirit, but we really want to experience Him in a fresh way. And here I am, I'm saying nothing. And that's a miracle in itself, right? Right? I'm saying nothing. And I'm having a conversation with God, and I said, God, what's going on? I thought that was our little secret. I thought that was, you know, my little vision for Sun Life Church. Now you've shared with all these other pastors, what's going on? And I began to realize that God was doing something not only at Sun Life Church, but more now at a national and global level. And I'm like, I think this is it. October last year at the annual planning day with some key leaders, I begin to share this vision with them, and they're excited. I said to them, you know, I really believe that 2021 is a year where it's all about experiencing, encountering, enjoying God's Spirit. I said, now I need you to help me. Like every year, we need to come up with just a theme or a word or a vision to share with the church. I need you guys to come up with something. And they came up with this wonderful word, and the word is presence. The theme for 21 is we are to encounter the presence of the Holy Spirit. This year here, I believe God is taking Sun Life Church on this journey where we're going to encounter the presence of His Holy Spirit. I want to say this, that our mission and our vision has not changed. All right? A few years ago, I got in trouble. Someone was very upset with me, and someone said to me, "Pastor Ben, you're always changing the vision. You're always changing the mission. Every year, it's always changing." And I said, no. The mission, it doesn't change. Our mission will always be a church that will bring glory to God by making disciples through the gospel. That's always been the mission on my heart from day one when I planned this church here. We will always be a reformed, charismatic church with the desire to bring glory to God by making disciples through the gospel. But our theme, our vision for this year will be an emphasis on the presence of the Holy Spirit. This year here, we're going to really go deeper. And I really believe that when we do encounter the presence of the Holy Spirit, there's going to be power in the way we share the gospel. I think there's going to be power in the way we disciple people, and more people will come to know Him and more glory towards Him. So it's going to be part of the mission of Sun Life Church of bringing glory to God. But I really believe that unless the power of the Spirit is upon us, it's not going to happen. God's really made it so clear. God did not place us right here, Oxford Street, next to a school, on this busy street for ourselves, but for His glory alone. But unless we have the power of His Spirit, it's not going to happen. And what I want to see this year here, as this church here, is I want to see us focus on greater encounters with the Holy Spirit. I want to see us experience the Holy Spirit, not only on Sunday, but on the days of the week, in the ordinary of life. You may be cooking a meal, but you're going to encounter the Holy Spirit. You may be driving a car, you're going to encounter the Holy Spirit. I want us as a church to be willing to open our hearts to experience the power of the Holy Spirit, to know the person of the Holy Spirit, know what He's doing, to experience His power, to know His role in the church, to be filled, be anointed by the Spirit. To be moved in the things of the Spirit. I want to see Sunday worship, a time where Sun Life Church, we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. I want to see the front part here, being COVID safe, of course, filled with people coming to encounter God, being filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to see the various community in our church, even our little children, our youth, our young adults in our small group, ministering to one another with the gifts of the Holy Spirit to build the body of Christ, the church. I want to see Leaderville transform. I want to see people come in here and see signs and wonders. I want to see the kids at Aramore just really meet this wonderful God who loves them through the power of evangelism with God's Spirit. That's where we're going. I don't want to scare you, because I don't want you to think, "Oh, Pastor Bidden, now it's gone Pentecostal." It's not Penty. We're still a reform charismatic church. We'll still be preaching the Bible. We're going to go through the book of Joel and look at the book of Acts and Ezekiel, all these wonderful books where the Holy Spirit is moving. We're still going to be strong with expositional preaching. That's not going to change. We're going to do everything under the governance of Scripture. That's not going to change. Just because there's an emphasis on the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit, I would never be someone who will take you on a journey that is not under the authority of Scripture. So we will always be a reformed charismatic church. But we're going to move in the Spirit of God in a way that we've never moved before. I think if we're not careful, we just become this reformed church where it's just top-heavy head knowledge. We're a reformed charismatic church. We're going to move in the things of the Spirit. We're going to believe that God gives us spiritual gifts for His church. We're going to believe that unless God empowers us, we can't reach our high school friends. We're not going to be able to share the gospel unless there is power from the Holy Spirit. So what I want to do now is I want to take you back to the moment where I was studying Scripture and God really spoke to me to help us pursue His presence. Is that okay with you? So if you have your Bible, please turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 1 to 10. It's a common passage that if you are a Christian, you would know this. This is when Moses encountered the angel of the Lord, God, in the burning bush. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. As I was reading this last year, I realized that I could break this passage into four sections. I will call it the plain. The plain, it's very ordinary. Nothing extraordinary. The second part, I call it the peculiar. The third part, I call it the presence. And the fourth part of the text, I call it the purpose. Let me show you that in the text before I apply it to our vision for this year. The plain. You look with me in verse 1. There is nothing extraordinary in verse 1. Hate to say it. In verse 1, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Let's stop right there. Let me tell you why that's so plain, why that's so average. If you know the context, 40 years Moses has been now a shepherd. 40 years before that, Moses was second in charge, prince of Egypt, very high up there. Everyone knew his name. Everyone knew him. He had everything in the palms of his hand. He was it. But for the last 40 years, he's a nobody. He's a shepherd. In fact, the text would say that he's tending not his flock, not his father's flock, but his father-in-law's. I mean, that's pretty bad, right? That's not even my sheep. They're not mine. They're not my dad. They're my father-in-law. I'm a nobody, and I'm just taking sheep from one end to the other end. And he's going, I guess, I would presume, as a shepherd, helping the sheep find water and pasture. 40 years just taking sheep from one side to the next, and it's not even my flock, it's my father-in-law's. And he goes to Horeb. And if you know your Bible, Horeb is also known as Mount Sinai, where later on Moses is given the Ten Commandments. He's just doing his thing, nothing spectacular. Just ordinary, just plain, doing my job. That's the first part. The second part I notice here is the peculiar. Look in verses 2 and 3. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him, that's Moses, in flames of fire from within the bush. Moses saw that though the bush was burning on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? We need to understand something here. Is that for people in Palestine back then, if you know the geography, it was a very hot, a very windy, a very dry. So bushes, I guess, spontaneously combusting, igniting, catching fire is actually normal. Nothing spectacular. Like, it's just like the average day for a shepherd to just walk and just go, oh, that's a burning bush. That's a burning bush. Nothing. That's the reality. Historians would say, scholars would say, that the burning bush was nothing out of the ordinary. But if you look carefully, the peculiar thing of the text would say was that the bush did not burn up. Now that was interesting. So here's Moses doing his thing, and he noticed the burning bush. It's just a burning bush. We've seen this all before. But as he looked at it again, he noticed that it was still green. It wasn't being, the text would say, it wasn't consumed. It didn't disappear. It did not burn up. It was still there. And because of that reason, that peculiar sight, Moses, the text would say, Moses began to stop what he was doing, walk towards this burning bush. It was peculiar. I've never seen this before. I've seen lots of bush burning, but I've never seen this one. This is very peculiar. You notice that in the text. I'm not making this up. It's in the text. And then now the presence. Look in verse 4. When the Lord saw that he, that's Moses, has gone over to look, God called him, Moses, from within the bush. Moses, Moses. And Moses says, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. You notice that in the text? Now, the presence of God. God would manifest himself in a fresh way. The presence of God, when Moses stopped to look at that peculiar burning bush, God says, Moses, Moses, You notice in the text, God begins to share and reveals his glimpse of his nature. You notice that in the text. Firstly, God says that I am a holy God. I'm holy. Notice in the passage, verse 5, don't come any closer. Take off your sandals. This is holy ground. I'm a holy God. That's the first glimpse of his nature. The second glimpse is that I'm a God of history. I'm the God of your father, your forefathers. You notice that? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I'm the God of your fathers, forefathers. I'm the God of history. This is who I am. The presence of God reveals the glimpse of his nature. You notice that in the text. There's the plain, the peculiar, the presence, and now the purpose. From verses 7 onwards, God begins to say to Moses, I've seen the cries of my people. I see the misery. I'm going to come down and do something special. Just go with me to verse 9, the purpose. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me. That's God speaking. I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Verse 10, so now go. That's the commission. That's the purpose. I'm sending you, Moses, to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. You notice that? Now there's a commission. Now there's a purpose to go. I have seen how the Egyptians have oppressed my people. Now I'm sending you, Moses, to go and rescue my people. You notice that? I was reading this last year and I saw, wow, there's a purpose. But that purpose is only going to come to pass if I encounter his presence. And I'm only going to encounter his presence if I'm willing to look for the peculiar amongst the plain. I want to say this to you, Sun Life Church, that God is telling you, through me, that we have a purpose. This church has a purpose, and the purpose is to always bring glory to God through making disciples. Someone said to me during the week, can you come and share to my church this year? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And he said, look, I want you to share on discipleship, because we know in the city of Perth, you love discipleship. I said, yeah, I know. Because my mission for Sun Life Church is to bring glory to God by making disciples. You see, our purpose as a church is not about having multiple sites and having a big building and having huge programs and this and that. That's not our purpose. That's not the mission. When I planned this church some 10 years ago, God made it very clear. Ben, you plant Sun Life Church with the purpose of bringing glory to me, not to you, not to Sun Life Church. So if you think it's all about us or about you, it's not going to happen here. It's all about God, because there'll be a day when I'm walking away and I just hope that my length here, I've had a chance to bring glory to God by making disciples. That's our purpose. We are to make disciples. But I really believe we're only going to make disciples the way God wants us to make disciples unless we have a fresh encounter with his presence. Every one of us here needs to understand that the mission of Sun Life Church is something that you have to really experience for yourself. It's not a slogan that I put on the wall of the church. It's not something I have to repeat every week. It is something that you have to experience for yourself as you encounter the presence of God. And God's going to say, that's your purpose as well. That you have an opportunity to disciple people. You have an opportunity to share the gospel and to see them come to faith. And that's only going to happen if you have a fresh encounter with the presence of God. I mean, I can't stand here for the next 10 years. Because we've reached 10 years later on this year, right? I can't stand here for the next 10 years reminding you, oh, by the way, the mission of Sun Life Church is to bring glory to God by making disciples. It's better start putting on the wall. I don't know, put on the church web. I can't do that. It's tiring. I can only encourage you to encounter the presence of God's Holy Spirit, like Moses, as he encountered the presence of God in that burning bush, and the purpose became his purpose. That's what I see right here. The prophet Zechariah once said this, as God spoke to him, not by might nor power, but by his Holy Spirit. You know, we can do a lot of great things as a church by our own might, by our own power, but I don't think it's that impressive unless it's by the Spirit of God. I don't think God is going to look at us and go, well, oh, they did that program, oh, they ran the wonderful camp or whatever it is, but it was all by their power, all by their strength. Not my wisdom, not my spirit, God says. And I really believe That is where God is taking our church here. God has placed us here strategically, Oxford Street, next to a school, on a busy street. The amount of people that would meet me at conferences and say, "Oh yeah, I know you, Pastor Bin, because I've driven past the church." You're so blessed to have a church on such a busy, prominent street. I know why God placed us here. It's to bring glory to Him by making disciples. And that's not going to happen unless we all personally encounter the presence of God's Holy Spirit. That's where I want to take this church here. But what I noticed in the text here was that Moses did something different to encounter the presence of God. You notice that, right? If Moses just did the normal and just took the sheep from one end to the other end and did not notice that peculiar burning bush, he would have missed the presence of God. If you go back with me to verse 4 in the text, in verse 4 in the text, in Exodus 3, 4, when the Lord saw, you notice that? It was only when the Lord saw Moses pop over to the burning bush, it was that point when God spoke to Moses. Listen carefully, Sun Life Church. I want to say this. If we want to encounter the presence of God's Spirit 2021, we must stop doing the normal things that we have done last year and start doing something different this year. Let me say that again. If we want to encounter the presence of God in a fresh way this year, stop doing the things we've always done in the past. Otherwise, you'll live 2021 the same as how you live 2020. Do something different. Moses did something different. He could have easily said, "Well, that's just a burning bush. I'll just keep going with the flock." No, he stopped. And he wanted to see the extraordinary within the ordinary. God is saying to you through me that we have to do 2021 differently if we want to encounter the presence of God's Holy Spirit. For some of us, listen carefully, for some of us right now, I think what God is saying for some of us right here is that you are to worship Him differently this year. You are to worship Him passionately every time you gather on Sunday. You might say, "Well, Pastor Ben, you know, worship is not my thing. I don't like to sing. I don't like to clap and dance." It's not about you. It's about Him. I want you to just try that. Do something differently with your worship and let God meet you. Encounter God in a fresh way. But it starts by doing something different. I really believe that's what God wants to do in some of you here. For others, God is saying, wake up early. Set the alarm an hour earlier. Young people. Do something different. Don't get the alarm going and then pressing snooze 7 times. Boom, the first time the alarm goes off, you're up. You're doing something different. And God is saying, He wants you to be in His Word. He wants you to enjoy Him and experience His presence in His Word. Do something different. For some of you, God is saying, get rid of that sin. That habit, you know it is a sin. You know it's wrong. You know you shouldn't be doing that. God is saying, get rid of it. Do something different this year and you will encounter My presence. And I'm only waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to turn away and come towards Me, and I will encounter you like how I encountered Moses. God is saying that for some of us. Stop it. Stop that sin. You know it's wrong. And you're going, "I wonder why I'm not encountering God's presence." That's the reason why. For some of you, God is saying, do a new thing. Serve. Lead. Give more. Do something different. Pray more with your family. Do something different. And as you do that, you will encounter My presence in a fresh way. God is saying that. Do something different. Do a new thing. I want to encourage some of you here. You're probably saying, well, it's not going to happen, Pastor, because God doesn't remember me. I'm so sinful. I've done some bad things. God doesn't know me. You know what? In the text, Moses, 40 years in the wilderness as a shepherd, and the very first two words that the Spirit of God, where God spoke to Moses, was what? Moses, Moses. Notice that in the text. I didn't make that up. The first two words was Moses, Moses. God is saying, I still know you. I still remember you. I haven't forgotten you. I still know your name, Moses. I know 40 years you're in the wilderness and you think that no one knows you? You think that no one cares about you? You think that you don't have a purpose anymore? No, Moses, I still know you, Moses, Moses. God is saying to some of you here, God still knows you. God still knows your name. God still has a purpose for you. He hasn't forgotten about you. He wants to encounter you in a fresh way. He wants you to meet His presence this year. He doesn't want you to follow the lies of the devil who says that God has forgotten you. Your sins are so thick that the grace of God has left you. No, 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 no. God still has a purpose for you. God still knows you. He knows your name. But He wants you to stop doing what you did last year and do something different as you turn towards that burning bush. Can I say this as I conclude? 10 years, Sun Life Church, this July. I had the chat with God in my first year, second year. I said, God, you know I don't really want to do this. And I still have those chats today. I said, God, you know I really don't want to do this. If this is not going to be working, God, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. I never wanted to become a pastor, God. So much work. I don't want my kids going, Dad, you're never home. You're always out. But God says, no. I saved you. 40 years out at sea. You could have died as a 5-year-old boy, but I saved you. I'm going to use you to do something great for my glory. I don't want to do church. I'm sick and tired of doing church. I don't want to gather here to sing a few songs. It's boring. I don't want to do that. I want to see us bring glory to Him. I want to see us make a difference because God's taking us home. Did you know someone came to our church on Christmas Day? Someone came to our church on Christmas Day. It was the first time that person came to our church and that person lost their life 10 days later. Did you know that? We don't have time, Sun Life Church. I don't have time. I don't know how long I'll be your pastor. But I want to make a difference with you. 10 years. I really believe the next 10 years is going to be pretty crazy. Full house already. I want to have a second service. I want to start planting churches. I want to start reaching people. I want you to begin to open your heart for the lost. People that you've never met before. People who need Jesus. People who are made in the image of God. They're dying if they don't know Jesus. I want you to open up your lives and welcome them and help them and disciple them and bring them to the Lord. But it ain't going to happen unless there's the power of the Holy Spirit. It ain't going to happen unless you experience the presence of God. So we reached 10 in the second half of this year. And I look forward to what the next 10 years will look like. I really believe in my spirit that God's going to do some great things. But this year here, presence. Amen. The presence of God. We're wasting time. I really pray, Sun Life Church, that you would capture that vision with me. From kids' church all the way to whatever ministry you're serving in. Let's create space for God to move. And I promise you, as your pastor, I will protect you. I will guard you. I would never do or say anything that is not scripturally based. You know my heart, hand on my heart. Everything we do will be governed by the Word of God. We are Reformed Charismatic. We're not charismatic. We're not Reformed. We're Reformed. I'm having a lunch with 3 other pastors. One of them is a Baptist. got to pray for him more. One of them is just pure reform. One of them is a Pentecostal. And the three of them ganged up on me and said, you've got to be charismatic. I said, no man, I'm not charismatic. I'm reform charismatic. That's my lane. That's where we're sticking as a church. We are still going to love the Word of God. We're still going to preach the Word of God. But we're going to move in the Spirit in ways we've never moved before. Amen. So why don't you stand up with me? Let's just try that right now. Let's just worship God. I don't know what song we're doing. I don't know how we're going to worship God. But I really believe that God's Spirit is here with us right now. And maybe God is saying to some of us, do it differently. Clap. Sing out loud. Raise your hand. Just worship God. And encounter the Spirit of God right now. So why don't we do that, church? Just worship God. In your own ways, even before we sing, just begin to pray to God. Begin to worship God right now.